Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Montreal Expos and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Pepe Manguel. Batting second. The left fielder, Jim Dwyer. Batting third. The catcher, Gary Carter. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Mike Jorgensen. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Larry Biedner. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Larry Parrish. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Pete Mackanin. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Tim Foley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Steve Rogers. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Steve Rogers. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting second. The center fielder, Rick Munday. Batting third. The third baseman, Bill Madlock. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jose Cardenal. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jerry Morales. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Pete Lockhock. Batting seventh. The catcher, Tim Hosley. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Manny Trillo. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ray Burris. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Ray Burris. And now, play ball. Pepe Manguel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manguel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer hits a fly ball into right field. Morales settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Madlock fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Morales. Jorgensen reaches second base with a double. There goes Carter trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rogers fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Munday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munday takes first base on ball four. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to first for the out. Munday moves to second. Two outs. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Larry Biedner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Biedner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pete Mackanin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mackanin takes first base on ball four. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mackanin moves to third. Steve Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mackanin scores. Foley moves to second. It's 1-0, Expos. Pepe Manguil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manguil is 0 for 1 in the game. Manguil hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Foley scores. Rogers moves to third. It's 2-0, Expos. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer is 0 for 1 in the game. Dwyer hits a fly ball into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales hits a fly ball into center field. Manguil settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jorgensen scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lockhock for the out. Two outs. Tim Hosley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hosley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Carter bunts towards third. Madlock picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Madlock. Lockhock fumbles the ball. That's an error on Lockhock. Carter moves all the way to home. It's 3-0, Expos. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Jorgensen hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-0, Expos. Larry Biotner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Biotner is 0 for 1 in the game. Biotner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 1 in the game. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pete Mackinnon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mackinnon is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Mackinnon hits a fly ball into left field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trillo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mackinnon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Burris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burris strikes out. Two outs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 1 in the game. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Foley hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Trillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Rogers strikes out. Two outs. Pepe Manguil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manguil is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Manguil hits a ball on the ground towards third. Madlock fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Monday hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-1, Expos. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock is 0-for-1 in the game. Madlock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 0-for-1 in the game. Cardenal hits a line drive towards third. Parrish reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0-for-1 in the game. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Cubs 1. The Expos will come to bat. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer is 0-for-2 in the game. Dwyer hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Morales. Dwyer reaches second base with a double. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Dwyer moves to third. One out. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Jorgensen takes first base on ball 4. Larry Biotner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Biotner is 0-for-2 in the game. Biotner hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Dwyer scores. Jorgensen moves to third. It's 5-1, Expos. Paul Ruschel now pitching. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-2 in the game. Parrish takes first base on ball 4. Biotner moves to second. Pete Mackinnon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mackinnon is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Mackinnon strikes out. Two outs. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 5, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 0-for-1 in the game. Lockhock takes first base on ball 4. Tim Hosley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hosley is 0-for-1 in the game. Hosley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trillo is 0-for-1 in the game. Trillo hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gene Heiser pinch hits for Paul Ruschel. Gene Heiser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heiser hits a pop-up into center field for a base hit. Trillo moves to second. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0-for-2 in the game. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mackinnon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 5, and the Cubs 1. The Expos will come to bat. Milt Wilcox now pitching. Steve Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. he's got one RBI. Rogers is called out on strikes. One out. Pepe Manguel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manguel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Manguel hits a fly ball into left field. Cardenal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Dwyer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Carter takes first base on ball 4. Dwyer moves to second. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Jorgensen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 5, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Monday hits a fly ball into center field. Manguel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock is 0-for-2 in the game. Madlock hits a line drive into left field. Dwyer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 0-for-2 in the game. Cardenal hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0-for-2 in the game. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 5, and the Cubs 1. The Expos will come to bat. Larry Biotner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Biotner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Biotner hits a fly ball into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Parrish hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Lockhock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Mackinnon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mackinnon is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Mackinnon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 5, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Lockhock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mackinnon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tim Hosley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hosley is 0-for-2 in the game. Hosley hits a pop-up towards short. Foley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trillo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Trillo is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 5, and the Cubs 1. The Expos will come to bat. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Foley hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cardenal. Foley reaches second base with a double. Steve Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Rogers bunts towards the mound. Wilcox fields it and throws to first for the out. Foley moves to third. One out. Pepe Manguel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manguel is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Manguel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Dwyer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Foley scores. It's 6-1, Expos. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Carter hits a fly ball into left field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 6, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Vic Harris pinch hits for Milt Wilcox. Vic Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a fly ball into center field. Manguel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 3 in the game. Kessinger bunts towards third. Parrish fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Monday hits a fly ball into center field. Manguel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock is 0 for 3 in the game. Madlock hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Kessinger moves to second. Jose Cardinal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardinal is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cardinal bunts towards third. Parrish fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Kessinger moves to third. Madlock moves to second. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0 for 3 in the game. Morales hits a fly ball into right field. Biotner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Expos 6, and the Cubs 1. The Expos will come to bat. Tom Dettery now pitching. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Jorgensen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Larry Biotner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Biotner is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Biotner strikes out. One out. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards second. Trillo scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Expos 6, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Lockhock hits a fly ball into right field. Biotner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Hosley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hosley is 0 for 3 in the game. Hosley hits a pop-up towards short. Foley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trillo is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Trillo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Champ Summers pinch hits for Tom Dettery. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jorgensen scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Summers for the out. The game is over. The final score, Montreal Expos, 6, and Chicago Cubs, 1. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.